Got to go to the ALCS game, game five, Saturday.
So, you know when something happens really unfortunate or you don't know how to kind of reach out, you don't know when it was appropriate? I felt so bad for the way that that game ended. And I'm like, Ken and his son are leaving that state. I didn't want to text you.
No.
So how did it go?
I felt... Did you ever see Eastbound and Down?
Seen a season or two.
I felt like Ashley Schaefer. Let the boy watch. Because it was... You never seen Eastbound and Down, Tom?
No,
it is
not
unhinged.
Really.
You would love it. You would love it. It's unhinged. Actually, I don't know if you would. He doesn't like body comedy like that. I remember Liz walked by one time and I was watching it and she's like, what is this? And she sat down and started watching. Anyway, this is beside the point. So I went to the game on Saturday and I said, he's either going to see something great and they're going to win and we'll move this series on to New York, or he's going to get his baptism. And it ended up he got his baptism. I don't know what on earth they were thinking, throwing to Giancarlo Stanton with two outs. And that is something I'm always going to hold against Stephen Vogt until it finally wears off and we get ready for spring training next year, because I have no idea why, when you're up 2-0 and you can put a runner on base, you would throw to Giancarlo Stanton. I'd rather take my chances with Jazz Chisholm than throw to Giancarlo Stanton. I don't understand that. I'm sure every single sane Guardians fan out there doesn't understand that either. But it became 2-2. The win got taken out. Right? I mean, it was a hammered home run. Top of the 10th comes around. This is a tight spot. Lima, you could feel as the home run started to go, you could feel the air and the hope get taken out of the stadium. And then because there weren't as many Yankees fans as I thought there would be for a potential clinching. There were Yankees fans, don't get me wrong. They got very loud. They got very loud. Juan Soto pimped that home run like I've never seen a home run pimp live in my life.
Oh, yeah.
It was every single much. Clue Haywood, who's Hato from Rookie of the Year when he went around second and was doing the crying thing. I mean, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Because, I mean, it's 5-2. And the wind was out of the sails.
It's game over.
They give it up. I see the Yankees jump over the dugout fence. And they go out there, they mob there, and they start rolling out the cart. And I looked at Axel and I go, like, everybody's leaving, and I look at Axel and go, well, this is history. Do you want to watch this and soak this in, or you want to get the hell out of here? And he looks up at me and goes, I want to go. And so as I went out there, if I'm lying, I'm flying, and my feet ain't going to leave the ground. I look at him and I go, I want you to stay with me. Do not move away from me. And he goes, why? And I go, you'll see. And we left. I had my hand on his shoulder the whole time. He's 9. And I'm leading him through the crowd. As we get to the steps, because there's people coming down from the 400. There's this guy in a Aaron Judge jersey. And he is cussing everybody out. Yelling Juan Soto. I mean, he's ready to take on all comers.
He's like that Ravens fan.
He's trying to start a fight. He's trying to start a fight with a Guardians fan. And Axel's looking up going, oh, my God. And I'm just like, keep moving, keep moving. We got to keep moving. And so we get down to the main concourse, and we went to the furthest spot right by where the seats are. It's thinner. I thought we could get out of there a little quicker.
That's a mistake.
Well, there you go. So there
As
was,
a veteran of the ballpark,
there
that's
you go.
A big mistake.
Yeah, and I make that mistake every time. You think I would learn my lesson, and I never do. It's
you
always
have
like,
a better chance of hopping on the field and running across the outfield than that.
It's like when people like, the turning lane's right there. What are you doing? Did you think you were going to do this? What are you thinking? So I went there. Immediately, there was a guy, and he's like, man, I wasn't trying to start. No. You were trying to start something, bro. Like, it was, that's two. As I was walking further, there was another near incident. That was three. And then as we come out and we're going past the bleachers, scoreboards right next to us, there's that wrought iron fence. And you could see it, and we were close enough. There's a fence separating me and my boy and these fans. And there is a guy in a Shane Bieber jersey, and he's yelling at this Yankee fan. This Yankee fan's getting in his face, and I looked, and Lima, I thought of you. I was trying to text you, but there was no way I was going to be able to get service at that time. Swear to God, as I'm walking by, I look and the guy's got the cauliflower ear. The Guardians fan has the cauliflower ear. And I go, I wouldn't mess with that guy. I think you need to walk away. Like, don't do that. Any guys with cauliflower ear, they were probably wrestlers and they're probably going to shoot on you and you are not going to like the result. And I just had him by the shoulder, and we just kept moving. And he goes, we got to the parking garage, and he's like, that was nuts. I go, yeah. And I said, I can't believe, now, this is amazing that what happened yesterday, as much as I couldn't stand that experience and seeing guys who were definitely drunk and shooting their mouths off and trying to start an incident with any Guardians fan that they could find to try to prove that they had stones, I do have some friends that are hardcore Yankee fans who are nice guys and understand that that isn't the vast majority of Yankees fans. But the situation itself sucked.
I don't even think, is that a Yankee thing or is that just, it's the ALCS? It could be the Baltimore Orioles. There are going to be some fans looking for fights.
So you see what the,
because that's what certain people do. The sports is just a conduit for them to fight people.
It is.
It wouldn't have been sports, would have been a country music line dancing bar. They were going to get in a fight that night.
I start to think of the rationale behind it. Because remember, they're Yankee fans. Like the bleacher creatures were out there in the bleachers and they were doing the roll call, which it was in the first inning. I go, man, these people do this even on the road. I go, of course they would. So they were doing the roll call, which if you guys are unfamiliar, they just chant names until the players acknowledge them. It's a thing that they do at Yankee Stadium. They did at the old Yankee Stadium.
And it is a cool thing to see.
Not when it's in your ballpark.
Yeah,
but yeah,
not in your ballpark.
So I'm sure these guys who have been there, again, there was not as many Yankees fans as I thought there were going to be. There really weren't. And they started doing like Yankees chants, and they were immediately booed out. They were drowned out by the booze. And so these are people who definitely, they've been probably whooping it up, being told to shut up for 9 innings. They have a dramatic home run in the 10th, and they're going
to
pop off.
Now they get to talk their trash.
It's not rational to start a fight. That guy coming down the steps was trying to start a fight with anybody he could find.
And he definitely got in a fight at some point that night.
I don't know what happened afterwards. I was glad to get the hell away from him with Axel. But either way, I don't know. I couldn't believe it. I got home last night. Again, when I got home last night, I didn't think anything of. I was thinking of, man, how are we going to pick up the pieces after this? Is Watson ever going to play again? Is any of this going to happen? And then I look at my phone, and I see Greg Newsom getting upset. I see Jameis Winston, visibly upset. Miles is talking about the fans. And I'm going, oh, my God. Because, guys, I swear to God, I did not think that there was that. There was definitely people in front of me that were happy that he got hurt. And people around him, this one guy, thought it was repugnant. But I go, my God, here I was getting ready to talk about these goofball Yankee fans, and here we are. I'm going to have to talk about this tomorrow. This is unbelievable to me.
Well, did you get any questions from your son? Why is this happening? Why are grown men getting in fights? Has he seen anything like this? Is he on the internet?
He didn't have a lot of questions. I think he kind of understood. He was upset. He didn't cry. I thought he was going to cry. He did not cry. He was upset, and I said, yeah, man. I go, buddy, you go to games, guys get lubed up, they get the beer muscles going, and this is an unfortunate part of it with pro sporting events is that this type of thing happens.
Now, did your son think, because he's fortunate enough to go to an ALCS game, what an amazing thing to be able to go to, what an awesome experience, right? And they jumped out, you're thinking, hey, we could win this game, and he's young enough to think potentially like, this is magic. Of course we're going to win. I'm here. This is, did you build it up like this had a chance to be a magical night for him? Or did you set the expectations low?
I sat down next to him. I had to look like I was managing the game. I was staring at what was going on in the field. They're up 2-0. Yankees get a runner on, and I'm just staring on going, I can't believe you're pitching to this guy. I can't believe you're pitching to this guy. And the people around us are going, I cannot believe he's, and they are cussing.
He had him 0-2.
And then
everybody was feeling good.
Yes, and then
Stanton
he hits the home run.
He hits against the Guardians/Indians. All 8 are homers.
He hits the home run, and
that's
then the people were cussing that they threw to him. And I'm just standing there going, I cannot believe you've done this. Like, I was pensive the entire game. I was not my normal self. I was not jovial. I was really excited when they threw the runner out at home, when Josh Naylor scored. Yeah. I was really excited about that. But everything else I was very pensive about, very pensive. And then when they hit the home run, it was a resignation of, oh God, I'm gonna see this, and this is it, and this is the season, and I can't believe it's come down to this. But I was proud of the way they played this year. I really was. I know no one wants to hear that. But I was proud of the way that the players played.
Yeah, I saw people saying it was some loser mentality to cheer the season. And I'm like, all right, well, the minute the season ends, I'm not cheering the season because I have to watch the Yankees celebrate. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I'm not thinking great season right then and there. A couple days later, decompressing, you're seeing how good the Dodgers are. And it's, I got to root for that team with their payroll. Yes, I will. Yes, I absolutely will. With that said, yeah, like a couple days removed, of course it was a great season. Went to the ALCS. I thought they were going to be barely winning 80 games this year. I thought that'd be a miracle for them. I didn't know what we were going to get out of Steven Vogt. Yes, of course it was a great season.
I woke up this morning and I see all these, and I follow several people who are Mets fans because of our connection to the city of New York. And I saw what an incredible season, the way this season started. I go, they have the highest payroll in baseball. If they can celebrate their team, why can't I celebrate mine? And somebody did make the point.
A great point.
Somebody did make the point. It's a frustration that you basically have to goad the Dolans into spending to be that type of team that has those type of expectations. Because this is what sucks about baseball, is that if the Browns lose an AFC champion, bad example right now. If the Bills lose the AFC championship game, they can get mad at how things are run, but they still feel that they are on an equal playing field with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are not in the biggest market in the world, that they are still on the level playing field of all these other teams, and the Giants and Jets both suck out loud, and they play in the biggest market in the world. Like, you feel you have an equal opportunity there. When we lose a series, it is, man, look at the Yankees can cover up for their mistakes. They got Juan Soto. If they really wanted to, they could pay him the extra $100 million that he's going to want this year, especially after that home run. If they really wanted to, they could keep all these guys.
Yeah, they don't ever have to lose anybody.
Aaron Judge ever really leaving them was never really a possibility. They were going to hold on to Aaron Judge. They can do these things. And we just can't. We can't. Like, it's a conversation of, well, do we hold on to Josh Naylor? Do we want to overpay Josh Naylor because we want him here? Is he going to be worth the money? Like, these are all decisions that we have to make that they don't have to. And it feels unfair. So when you lose that series, you lose hope.
But the thing was, you talk about hope. Like, up until, you know, that moment in extra innings, you did have hope because you just felt like, win another game, put the pressure. This Yankee team is not that good.
They played the better AL or the better championship series.
That Dodgers Mets series was terrible.
The Yankees don't do any of the little things that is the hallmark of a team that could go to the World Series. And what sucks is all of a sudden, like, Rocchio and the errors, the little things that the bullpen, which was supposed to be our dominating factor, they let us down. You couldn't have that.
Did they let you down, or did you go to the well too much? Maybe the starting rotation just wasn't good enough, and finally the bullpen got gassed.
I mean, that's,
I don't know if they let you down.
Well, Class A, though. Class A did let you down.
Well, that's two things that you came into this game going, oh, at least we have this, the series, the bullpen, and we've got Gold Glovers. We've got Gold Glovers in the field, and Rocchio was pumped as he's a Gold Glove shortstop, and his errors were, well, I don't think his errors cost us the series. They definitely stood out, and they'll be the things that are replayed on, especially you've got a guy setting in Lake County right now, and Travis Pizzano, who's a second baseman. Do you move Jimenez to shortstop and bring that guy up at some point? Does this all delay that? There's a lot of those questions.
More than likely. I think that would probably be the way you go about it. But I will tell you this. I was paying attention to the fans' reaction when they brought Clase out on Saturday.
Yeah.
They were supportive. I thought they were supportive. They were very supportive of him. And, I mean, clearly they had no choice, for crying out loud. I mean, this was a big moment, and they were trying to keep the game tied. But it wasn't – I don't think there were people scared or questioning.
You'll go back to him next year. It's not the other world. You'll have questions going into the playoffs. But I think you do that with every guy in a bullpen on every team. No matter how good it is, it just goes to show you that you're right. Like, you do overwork these guys over the course of the year if you don't have a normal starting rotation. We didn't. I think the thing that bugged a lot of people the most – I'll say it, too. This sounds nitpicky after the fact, but – they have that all-time win in Game 3 of this series. That all-time win, and Class A, while everybody was celebrating, was getting the hell out of there. And that one just kind of sticks with me. Like, I know it had to be hard. You got to be with your teammates. Your teammates won an amazing game. They're trying to lift you up, and it just kind of seems self-serving to be the first one out the door while everybody in Cleveland is having the night of their lives, and then you're on Instagram and doing whatever. Like, that kind of sucked.